Tēnā rakoutou katoa e te iwi hakorongo mai nei ki tō tātou reo iri rangi o te hiko o te ika, iwa tukou mawhitu ira tahi te iarere. Ai, ko te kai korero e whaia ke nei ko ahorangi tūhono Kelly Burrows, mai waipapa taumatarau ki te korero e pāna ki tēnei mea te hikoriti ne, ko korero ke wetahi atu mō tēnei kaupapa, engari mō ngā pai me ngā kikeno o tēnei mea te vaping, no reira, me tari ake tātou ki aia tēnā koe, Kelly.
Kia ora
koutou. I appreciate you taking the time out of your day to have a little bit of a kōrero about this kaupapa vaping, the good, the bad, and the uncertainties around e-cigarettes as a smoking cessation aid. Are you able to maybe start off with yourself and give us a little bit more kōrero about who you are and where you're from?
Sure. So I'm an associate professor at the Auckland Bioengineering Institute, and I've started a three-year project where we're looking at the health effects of vaping. We're specifically looking at the effects on the lungs. So we've started by looking at what chemicals are in the e-liquids and in the vape aerosol. We're doing some MRI, so we're taking pictures of people's lungs before and after they use their e-cigarette, and we're going to look at some cells, so grow some cells in the lab and expose them to the e-cigarette aerosol. But recently, we also looked at some data in the smoking cessation clinics in Canterbury, and we looked at how many people were starting to use vapes with their sort of smoking cessation journey.
Mm. Yeah, we have known for decades now that cigarettes haven't had a good effect on our lungs, and there's been laws and legislations that have been put into place, most recently one about smoking in vehicles. But what have been, and as you're speaking about the good and the bad, what have been some of the good things about vaping?
There's definitely two sides of this sort of pros and cons of vaping. So a lot of people are really supportive of vaping in terms of smoking cessation. So at the moment, the science is showing that hopefully vaping is going to be safer. So there are still some dangerous chemicals in there, but there are less dangerous chemicals than in cigarette smoke. So that should be good. But the problem with vaping is that we don't yet know what the long-term health effects are. So they haven't been around long enough for us to really understand what the long-term health effects are. So there is a lot of uncertainty. But my sort of message at the moment is that if you're a smoker, it's a good idea to switch to vaping. But if you don't already smoke, you shouldn't start vaping.
We're seeing most definitely a trend of all ages. There have been issues throughout our schools with vaping. As you said, we need to learn more and understand more. We already know about the smoking cessation itself. But what are other focuses that you're looking at within the study itself?
So we've looked at what chemicals are in there. So in the e-liquids themselves, there's propylene glycol, glycerol, nicotine, but there's also lots of different flavouring chemicals. So no one really has tested how safe they are to breathe in. So those chemicals are thought to be safe to eat them, but no one knows what the safety when you breathe them in. We've also found some heavy metals in the aerosol. So these metals come off the heating component, so the heating coil that's used to heat that liquid up. We haven't analysed the rest of our data yet, but we're still looking into it. But in terms of young people starting to vape, so that's sort of, I think that's a really... something that vaping is quite bad. So it is known that the nicotine in e-cigarettes can damage younger people's brains. So they're still developing up to you're about 25 years of age. So, nicotine can really sort of damage the development in those brains.
Yeah, what about, we know what nicotine has, it's addictive, and in regards to vaping itself being a trend, it has become quite addictive as some schools have put it out there that kids can hardly sit through the 45-minute session of their class without needing to go for a vape. Has there been much kōrero around that, the addiction of it?
There has. Yeah, so definitely there's a higher chance of younger people becoming addicted because their brains are still sort of being wired, if you will. But some studies have shown that teenagers who start vaping are more likely to go on to start smoking because they do get that addiction to nicotine. But plus, as they grow older, it'll be much harder for them to give up that addiction.
I remember when they first came out, there was more corduroy, as you said, if you're not a smoker, then don't smoke it. But if you are, also go into it with a plan and hopefully some goals of a time period so that it's not a transition to continue to vape, but it's more of a transition to slowly come off cigarettes itself and eventually maybe give it all up.
Yeah, absolutely. I would recommend that. So the good thing about doing that is that you can buy e-liquids that have different amounts of nicotine. So you could start on a higher dose of nicotine, but then slowly go down to those lower amounts of nicotine to sort of wean yourself off, for sure. But one thing we found in the study looking at the smoking cessation group in Canterbury, one of the worrying things is that people who start vaping to stop smoking, 22% of the people we looked at ended up using both products, so they were smoking and vaping. So, you know, that's the worrying case where actually you can have even higher chance of having diseases from those, both of those things.
Yeah, so it is more about, this particular study, correct me if I'm wrong, is about the actual chemicals and all that is involved in and whether it's good for inhalation consumption. Any other corduroy that you'd like to share in regards to this research that you are a part of?
No, but I mean, we've got another year and a half to go, and I think, we're hoping to have some interesting findings. But one of the tricky things in researching vaping is that there's so many different types of e-cigarettes out there. There's so many different e-liquids, there's sort of at least 10,000 different flavourings out there. So it's really hard to actually figure out what those health effects are. And I think only time is really going to tell what the long-term effects are, but early studies are showing that there will be some harm from them.
We look forward to seeing the outcome of this research and the studies that you are doing on the vaping, as it is just absolutely everywhere at the moment. You walk out on the street and you're guaranteed to at least see one person vaping or walking with a vape in the hand. But appreciate your corduroy for today and all the best.
Kia ora, nami.
Ai, ngā mihia te kia koutou katoa, ko wera o ngā kōro o te ahorangi tūhono Kelly Burrows, no Waipapa Taumatarau, are te whare wānanga o Tāmiki Makaurau, nā rātou te tino o Kaupapa ki te ātaranga hautia, ngā piki me ngā heke, ngā pai me ngā kino o tēnei mea te vaping nea. He tino o Kaupapa te rono reira, hakarongo tonu mai ki tō tātou reo, irirangi o te hiko tika, iwa te kaumāwhitu, iratahi te iarere.